KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican congressional leaders are ready to help Donald Trump get his agenda started on his first day in office.
Donald Trump and legislative leaders are getting ready for his first day in office.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump suggested using executive orders to remove migrants in the country without authorization. Republican Senator John Barrasso on NBC's Meet the Press says that's among the top priorities.
The high costs and the open border. And those are the things we're going to start working on immediately.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Manhattan judge will decide whether to uphold Donald Trump's hush money verdict or dismiss it on presidential immunity grounds. Judge Juan Merchan will rule Tuesday on the president-elect's request to toss his conviction because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that gave presidents broad protection from prosecution. Also at SRNNews.com on this Veterans Day, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network veterans comprise a significant portion of the U.S. population.
We have about 18 million veterans in the United States today. Most are male, and of course, a large, more than half of them are over age 65 because of the past wars that we've been engaged in.
President Biden spoke earlier at Arlington National Cemetery saying, "This is a day of coming together to honor those who served in the armed forces." A shooting at Tuskegee University in Alabama. One man dead, 16 others injured. An arrest has been made. Stocks are mixed, the Dow adding 340 points. The NASDAQ is down 15. This is SRN News. The Girl Scouts lose a sponsor.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati has supported the Scouts for 110 years, but Archbishop Dennis Schnur is ending the relationship. At issue is the Girl Scouts' embrace of the LGBT agenda, allowing boys who are living as girls to join the organization. Schnur says this is a violation of Catholic teaching, and the Church cannot be a party to it. In fact, both the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have been losing sponsors and members since adopting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the U.S. was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile, the conservative country where half of its population identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. To join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or fallen angel with which they will be identified. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports Rockefeller Center in New York City is gearing up for Christmas.
It's beginning to look a bit like Christmas over at Rockefeller Center in New York City with the arrival over the weekend of the giant Christmas tree. Head gardener Eric Bose says when he first saw the 74-foot Norway spruce in someone's West Stockbridge, Massachusetts yard, he knew it was the one.
I found this tree back in July of 2020. I went to look at another tree, stayed overnight. The next day, I saw this tree right in front of me coming down the road, and I knew I had a knock on the door.
It's going to take 5 miles of light strands with more than 50,000 multicolored LED bulbs to wrap the tree. And on top, a star sparkling with 3 million crystals, all to be lit at a December 4th ceremony. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.